Today's daf is Erev in Daf Chof Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Tema Miril Bas Batsheva, and Nachman ben Mendel. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Avram ben Yubada L'chaim Toivim, Rav Moshe Chaim. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss the halachos of Pasei Beiroi. Zok the Mishnah, Echod, Boir Harabin. It doesn't matter whether the pit is a bar that belonged to the rabbin, Ube'er Harabin, or if the pit had natural sources of water that belonged to the rabbin, Ube'er Hayachid, or if it was a pit that had a natural source of water that belonged to a yachid, in either one of the aforementioned scenarios, Oysen Lehem Pasen, the halacha is, you're allowed to make Pasen. What's excluded? Aval Ube'er Hayachid. If, however, the pit is a bar, it's not a be'er, it doesn't have a natural source of water, but rather it's just a bar that fills up every time you fill it up or every time it rains, if it belongs to a yachid, then the halacha is oisalim mechitza gavoya yutfachim divri Rabbi Akiva. Then the only way to make mechitzas around it is if you would make proper mechitzas. To simply have the pasim would not work. So Rabbi Akiva shita is that you can make the pasim around a bar that belongs to a rabbin, a be'er that belongs to a rabbin, a be'er that belongs to a yachid, a bar of a yachid. For that you already have to have regular bona fide mechitzas. Read the ben bava, argued, he said, "Ain oisin pasin el be'er harabim b'vat." That the only time you're allowed to make pasin is for be'er of a rabbin, which means that he argues with Rabbi Akiva on 2 points. Number one, a be'er of a yachid is not good. Number two, the be'er of a rabbin is not good. The only time you can use the kula of pasin b'rois is for the be'er of a rabbin. L'shar, what about the other scenarios? Oisin chagura gavoya asar tfachim. Again, you would have to make chambit mechitzas that are 10 tfachim tall. However, he says that if you want, it doesn't have to be regular mechitzas. It could be a chagura. It could be ropes that are going to be tied around that area, even though the ropes are only horizontal, they're not also vertical. It's what's known as a mechitza gerua, as we saw earlier on Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. Rabbi Yehuda says that would be a good, but in terms of the special kula pasei b'rois, for that you won't be able to use it. So again, pasei b'rois is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because essentially what you're doing is you're taking these four L-shaped poles, you're plopping them down in the middle of a Rosh Hashanah, in the middle of a Carmelis, and you're assuming that the entire area that was in those poles has a din of a Rosh Hashanah. Why is that a chiddush? Number one, ordinarily a mechitza has to be oimed meruba ala paritz. The pasei b'rois was paritz meruba ala oimed. Number two, Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that the gaps between the pasin were allowed to be up to 13 and a third amos wide. Ordinarily, there's a rule. You can't have a piritz and a mechitza that's more than 10 amos. Why? So certainly the whole halacha pasei b'rois is a chiddush. Why did the Chachamim do it? For the oily regal. Or Rashi says, kayoitz ben, any person that's doing a mitzvah. Even then it was only to feed the animals. But the point is that the Chachamim limited the heter and the kula pasei b'rois to specific situations. What situation? A machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. According to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't matter if it's a bear or if it's a bar. If it belongs to the rabbin, you can use the pasei b'rois. If it belongs to the yachid, then if it's a bear of a yachid, you can use it. If it's a bar of a yachid, you cannot use it. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, ein oisin pasin elo lebera rabbin bovat. That's a very big chumrah. The only time you can use pasei b'rois is A, if it's a bear as opposed to a bar. Number two, it belongs to the rabbin as opposed to if it belongs to the yachid. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Yosef said, I was mekabel from Rabbi Yehuda. Who is mekabel from his Rabbi Shmuel? Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. This chumrah that ain oisin pasin elo lebe'er harabin bolvad. The only time you're allowed to use pasin b'rois, and this is halacha lemaisa, is A, if it's a be'er, and B, it's a be'er that belongs to the rabbin. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. Rabbi Yosef said, name Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. Lehuchu pasin b'rois elo be'er ma'im chayim bolvad. That the only time you're allowed to use pasin b'rois is for a be'er. Now the truth is, this is the same Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The language is a little different, but obviously Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, who said two halachas with regards to when you're allowed to use the pasei b'rois, was saying the same thing. Meaning, when he said halacha to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, it's the same as when he said Lehutru Pase Birois Elo Lebeer Maim Chaim Bavad, which then means that Lehutru Pase Birois Elo Lebeer Maim Chaim Bavad doesn't just mean Be'er Maim Chaim, but it also means Be'er the Rab, because that is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. But the Gemara says, Vatzricha, Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul had to say both of these things, meaning he wasn't just chazering. It wasn't just saying the same thing in different language. He purposely said it in two different ways because he was afraid that had he said it one way and not the other way, it would have been a little bit unclear. How so? Because had he simply said Allah Yehuda ben Bava, I would have made an interesting mistake. I would have thought the Rabin Vafilo Michunasa. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Shita is that a Ba'ar, not a Be'er, but rather a Boyer of a Rabbin is also good. You could put Pasi B'Royce around the Boyer of a Rabbin. Why did he say very clearly, Einois and Pasin, Elo the Be'er a Rabbin Bovad? I didn't tell you Be'er a Rabbin. The reason he said Be'er a Rabbin was Lafukim with Rabbi Akiva. He was just coming Lafukim with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said Be'er of a Rabbin or a Be'er of a Yachid. On that, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava told Rabbi Akiva that as it relates to a Be'er, only if it's belongs to a rabbin, not if it belongs to a yachid. What about a bar? A bar of a rabbin maybe is also okay. So why did he say, ein oisim pasen elo leber a rabbin? What he meant to say was, says Rashi, that if it's a be'er, meaning even if it's a be'er, it can only be if it's a rabbin. But a bar a rabbin maybe would also be okay. So Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, didn't want to only say the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. He had to first clarify what shitas Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is. So don't think Rabbi shitas Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is that you can make pasi birois around the bar of a rabbin. No. You could only make it around the bar of a rabbin. Kamash falon loyhutru pasi birois elo le bar maim chaim. That's why he said the only time pasi birois works is for bar maim chaim. Yes, bin bar maim chaim. Now, he only said that. That's easy. Have I mean, I would have thought bar maim chaim also works. Loyshna de rabbin, but at the same time, he was afraid that had he simply said those words, halacha, k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, people would still not know what halacha is. Because as much as Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said in the Mishnah, ei noisim pasin elo lebe'er rabin bovad, and when you learn Mishnayis, seems pretty straightforward, but Rabbi Yosef thought that it was a little bit ambiguous, because he saw two ways to understand shitas Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Does he mean the only time you accuse pasi birois is literally if it's a be'er and it belongs to the rabbin? Or maybe no. Maybe what he meant to say was, L'divri Rabbi Akiva, you Rabbi Akiva who hold even a be'er of a be'er of a yachid, I'm telling you that if it's a be'er, it has to be of the rabbin. But it could be it's always good if it's the rabbin, even if it's the be'er of a rabbin. So Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yudam Rashul, couldn't simply say Allah Rabbi Yudam Bava. He had to first clarify Shitas Rabbi Yudam Bava, and then afterwards he passed like Rabbi Yudam Bava. So in the Mishnah Tzmachloikis, how broad the scope of Pasi B'Royce was, according to Rabbi Akiva, you can use it for a bear of a rabbin, bear of a yachid, a boyer of a rabbin, you just can't use it for a boyer of a yachid. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, ein oisim pasen elo bear rabbin bovad, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel contributed two things to this discussion. Number one, he clarified Chitas Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava means only bear of a rabbin. Number two, he paskened. He said the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, which of course is always newsworthy, because ordinarily the rule is halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechavera. So usually if there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and any other Tana and Shas, in almost all cases the halacha is given like Rabbi Akiva. Anytime the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, it's worth mentioning. Either way, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, paskin here like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava l'chumra, not like Rabbi Akiva. Another halacha that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said as it relates to the halachos of Erevin. So the Gemara is now going to digress a little bit. Meaning up until this point, in Perek Oysen Pasen, the topic of the daf was Pasa B'Royce. That was the backdrop. And with that backdrop of Pasa B'Royce, we saw a lot of Agadata. We saw intense lumdis on Daf Chabez, the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, Rabbi Elaz and Rabbi Yochanan, Asi Rabim Umevatel Mechitzta, Loi Asi Rabim Umevatel Mechitzta. The Gemara now is going to digress a little bit. Obviously, Me'inyan Le'inyan and is going to discuss another halacha that we've seen a little bit about, but we're going to start seeing a lot more now from here until the end of the parak. And that is, there's an idea that if you have an area that meets the technical criteria of a rishus hayachid, it's hukuf mechitza, there's no issues. Stating that, there are times where the Chachamim said that we're going to limit the size of the rishus hayachid to beis sasayim.
to 5,000 cubic amas. Had the Chachamim come up with that shear, so we'll see it in the Gemara on Amud Beis, but there's a methodology to it. But the point is that there's a limitation to how big the Rishus HaYoch is allowed to be. This is, of course, within the Rabban, because Midday Rai, so Rishus HaYoch can be as big as you want it to be. There's no limit. A city can be a Rishus HaYoch. But this is all a Din the Rabbanon, where the Rabbanon said there are certain situations where we're going to limit the size of the Rishus HaYoch. Meaning, if this Rishus HaYoch, real, legitimate mechitzos, is bigger than the maximum share, it suddenly gets a din of a karmel. You're not allowed to carry there. It's not going to be a... Obviously, this is the Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon have a koyach to do that. And the Rabbanon said that there are certain Rishus HaYachids that are going to have a din, not as a Rishus HaYachid, but rather a din of a karmel. Now, this concept we've already seen is applied in many different situations. From a high level, there's two times Chazal applied this. Number one, if the Rishus itself was somewhat inferior. The prototypical Rishus HaYachid is a place that people live, or at the very least, a backyard where maybe, you know, people spend time. If you have an area that's a Rishus HaYachid, but it's not a place that's quote unquote hukaf ledira. It has mechitzas, but the mechitzas weren't put there because anybody necessarily wants to spend time there. Maybe it's a place that you store things, maybe a garden. That's a classic example. A garden is a place. Wetlands can be a Rishus HaYachid, but people don't really go there. So if you have an area that's a Rishus HaYachid, it has mechitzas, otherwise it wouldn't be a Rishus HaYachid. But the mechitzas were not put there ledira, quote unquote. The halach is that even though midirais it's a Rishus HaYachid, but we limit the size up until base society. Another example of where you have this is if the mechitzas themselves are somewhat inferior. So, for example, Rabbi Yehuda said that pasi birois, being that the whole concept of pasi birois is a chiddush, it's paritz meruba lo'oymed, you have pirtzis that are more than 10 amas wide. So the chachamim said, yeah, you can use it for sure, but at the same time, we're going to limit it to base design. We had it with regards to the mechitza that doesn't go shesi ve'erev. So you have poles that are vertical, that surround an area, or you have ropes that are horizontal, that surrounds an area. But you don't have vertical and horizontal. That too is considered a mechitza geruah. That's another hechitimtza, where there's something not lekatchil over here, and as a result, you're limited to base design. It's like the Mishnah. Oydam Rabbi Yudaben Bava. Rabbi Yudaben Bava said, agino v'hakarpif. Agino is a garden. A karpif is usually a word that Chazal used to describe an area that's surrounded by mechitzos, but the area itself is not hukaf ledira. This is a real Erevin term. Shein shivim amos v'shirayin, al shivim ayin v'shirayin. If it's 70 amos and change, by 70 amos and change, which means that if you do the math, it comes out to almost exactly, almost, as we'll see in the Gemara, it's not exact, but almost 5,000 cubic amos. The halacha is that if it's mukefes, surrounded with a geder that's gevoyas or a tvachim, 10 tvachim tall, which is the shear of how tall a mechitza has to be, minimum. Metal to metoichet, halachas, you're allowed to carry inside of it. Ubuvad, however, here's the fine print. Number one, sheyehei bei shemer. You have to make sure that there's a shemer that spends some time there, oy bei stira, or it's close to somebody's house. So this person occasionally, when he wants to run away, he'll spend a little bit of time in this karpif, oy sheteis mukhalir, at the very least, it should be close to the city. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said two things. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava introduces us to the halacha of gina and karfif. Again, a concept that comes up a lot in Masech Tzeirvin, but this is the first Mishnah where we see this halacha. That if you have a gina or a karfif, what's unique about it? It's a Rishus HaYochid, it has mechitzas, but the mechitzas were not put there ladira. So it's not hook of ladira. So number one, there's a shear of how big this area can be in order for it to maintain its status midrabanon as a Rishus HaYochid. What's that shear? So it doesn't say Beis Asayim. It says something very similar to Beis Asayim. Almost identical. Shivim Amba V'Shirayim. Al Shivim Amba V'Shirayim. That's number one. Number two, the second thing Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, and this is a very big chiddush, that the only time a gin or a karfif is considered a Rishus HaYochid that you can carry even if it's within the shear of Shivim Amud V'Shirayim al Shivim Amud V'Shirayim, is if at the very least it's used a little bit ladira. There's a Shemera there, there's a base dira close by, it's Smuchalir. There has to be something. But if you don't have any Hishtamshis for it whatsoever, so then the halacha is you wouldn't be allowed to use it even if it's Shivim Amav Vishirayim al Shivim Amav Vishirayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilo Imba Elabar Vesiach Umar Metal Tamasaycha. As long as there's something there. Meaning, I agree, said Rabbi Yehuda, to you, Rabbi Yehuda and Bava, that you can't use this Gina and a Karfif as a Rishus HaYochid if it's completely empty. But if there's a bar, there's a pit in there with water maybe inside, or there's a Ma'ara, a cave, as long as there's something there, Metal Tamasaycha. Rabbi Kiva is the biggest Mekel. Afilo Imba Achas Mikolei. even if there's nothing in there, up until this shir of Shimon Avishraim, Shimon Avishraim, Magina and Akarfeth, even though the Mechisis will not hook up the Dira, you'd be allowed to carry. Again, Ubavad, Sheheba, Shivim Avishraim, Al Shivim Avishraim. Kiva says, meaning, for sure you have to have Shiva Mavishraim or Shiva Mavishraim. On that, I'm not being makel. I'm not saying it could be more than that. But in terms of whether you need something in there, that already not. A tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Eliezer says the only time you're allowed to carry an agina and a karfif, again, that has mechitzos, and it's Shiva Mavishraim or Shiva Mavishraim, is if it's a perfect square. But if Arka is Yeser al Rachba, if it's longer than it is wide, afilu amma achas, even if it's off by a little bit, that's already too much. You're not allowed to carry. Rabbi Yosi says, "Afilu arka pishnayim berachba." Metal to matayim. He says, "No, the length can be double the width. Still, the halach is going to be you're allowed to carry." Amar Rabbi Loi, Shemati Miri Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbi Lazar. I heard from Rabbi Eliezer, "Afilu he gave a score that the halach is that you're allowed to carry a gina and a karfif, even if it's the size of a base court. Meaning, there's no limitation. Even if it's a base court, even then the halach is that you're allowed to carry there." Additionally, I heard the Chen Shemati Mimenu, another eruvin halacha, and Shechatzes Shach Echem Mehem Loi Irev. If you have a bunch of people live in a chatzer, and they made a ruvi chatzeros. How do you make ruvi chatzeros? Everybody contributes to the proverbial box of matzahs. What happens if one person who's living in the chatzer didn't contribute? So this is a whole sugya later in the Masechta, Perek Hadar, one of the most lumdish and one of the most geshmak prakim in the Masechta that deals with these halachas. The basic halacha is that that person that forgot to contribute to the mazon shtei sudos, he has to be mevatel his rishos. Okay, we don't have to go into this right now. So the halacha is like this, that if he forgot, he's mevatel his rishos. Stating that, he himself is not allowed to take things in and out, but for them, they would be able to carry. So when you're mevatel, your rishos, it allows, it facilitates the ruvach hatzeris for everybody else. But for you yourself, it's not okay. V'chein shamati, and Rabbi Eloi said, I heard one other thing from Rabbi Eliezer, and that is, sheyoytzin bar kablin bepesach. This completely has no shaykhis to what we're talking about. And that is, that when it comes to the leil haseder, and you're eating marer, if you want to use our kablin, that's something you can use. V'chazarti al kol tamidav. But Rabbi Eloi said, here's the punchline. I went to all the tamidim of Rabbi Eliezer, presumably Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, all the great tamidim of Rabbi Eliezer. U'bakashti lo chaver v'loi matzasi. I tried finding anyone else who heard the same thing that I heard, and nobody seemed to have heard it. But the bottom line is, we just want the first halacha. And that is that even though we're saying that there's limitations to the halachas of a gina and a karfif, Rabbi Loi said that I heard from Rabbi Eliezer that even if the gina and the karfif is the size of a beisa, the halacha is that as long as there's mechitzos, even though the mechitzos were not hukaf ledira, the halacha is you'd be allowed to carry it. Either way, so this Mishnah is not discussing the halachas of pasa birois. That was the first part of the parak. This Mishnah is already discussing the halachas of gina and karfif. And again, what's unique about a gina and a karfif, those areas, even when they're hukaf mechitzos, you can have gimel mechitzos, you can have dalud mechitzos, that 10 tfachim tall, there's no pirtzes, it's oymid meruba, it's perfect, these are mahadrin, mina mahadrin, digger mechitzos. It doesn't matter. Being that these areas are not miyuchad ledira, so it comes out the mechitzos weren't hukaf ledira. If they weren't hukaf ledira, so now the size of the rishos hayachid is limited up until what shir? Shivim ama v'shirayim, al Shivim Amma Vishirayim. So there was a lot going on in the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah mentioned a three-way machloikis tanon as it relates to the gina and the karfif. And that is, the gina and the karfif by definition are not hukaf ledir. But at the same time, does something have to be going on there? Does there have to be some activity in order for it to work? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said that the only time you can carry an agina and a karfif, shaloi hukaf ledira, even if it's within the requisite shear, is if you can check off one of three boxes. There's a shemera there, there's a beis dira there, or it's mukhaliyah. There has to be some level of ishtamshis. Rabbi Yehuda said, I agree there has to be some level of ishtamshis, but a lesser madrega. What do you need there? A bar sichum ara, that's going to be enough. Rabbi Akiva said, afilu ein ba'achas mikaleilu metaltle. Who's the most machmer? Clearly Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is the machmer. Now the Mishnah, when it brought Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's halach, it said, v'oid amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. V'oid. What's V'oid? So V'oid is obviously going back on something that we just said. It's going back on the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said another halacha that was Negeya, Erevin, also a Chumrah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, Ein oisim pasin ela be'era rabin bova. He argued with Rabbi Akiva when you're allowed to use the pasi birois. Rabbi Akiva said you could always use it except for a bar of a yachid. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, Ein oisim pasin ela be'era rabin bova. So Pashit, V'oid, Amr, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, is we just said one chiddish about Rabbi Yehuda from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. V'oid, Amr, he said another chiddish. Zok, the Gemara, Mantano, Diktani, V'oid. What did we say previously that we're saying now V'oid? Ilema, the obvious answer, Mishum the Tano, Lechadol. the chumrah. Viktani achriti. What do you mean? You just said a chumrah that Rehuda ben Bava said in Erevin. Now that chumrah was negated Allah is a pasidi rois. Okay. Now this chumrah is negated the laws of Gina and Karfif. Fine. It's not the same thing, but it's very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, right? Pasidi rois, Gina and Karfif, shalai hukaf ladira. So, two chumras from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, so it's void. A second chumra that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said. So, but the Gemara says, is Mishalachi Ketani void? Is that enough of a reason to say void? Vaha Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana lechad al chumra, v'ktani achriti, and like Tani void. Rabbi Yehuda in the beginning of the parak had said two chumras, and it didn't say void. What were the two chumras? So in the first mission in the parak, Rabbi Yehuda said that you can only use pasibi rois up until beis hasayim. That was Rabbi Yehuda's chumra. That the pasibi rois chum saying, no, you can make it as long as you want. As long as you keep on adding boards, you can make it as long as you want. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that no, you could only use it up until beis hasayim. What was Rabbi Yehuda's second chiddush? The Mishnah daf chav beis and aleph. What Rabbi Yehuda say? Asi rabim umevato mechitzto. So Rabbi Yehuda also said two chedushim. Mamish in this parak, and it doesn't say va'oid. Why? Probably because it's not mamish the same inyan. Even though they're both negei pasidi rois, they're even more related than the two chedushim of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. But at the end of the day, it's two different chedushim, and being that it's two different chedushim, so it doesn't say va'oid. So if that's the case, so fake the Gemara. So how come over there? Here it says va'oid. Gemara says hasam afsekur rabbanim. The reason is over there. There's the shitas harabbanim between the two Rabbi Yehuda shitas. The rabbanim argued with Rabbi Yehuda. The rabbanim told Rabbi Yehuda, "I disagree with you. I hold that the halach is that you can use pasid rois even yoisem ebeisus time." But hachalei afsekur rabbanim. Here there was no rabbanim. If you look at the two mishnayos, we learned them both right now. Rehuda ben Bava Omer ein oisem pasid elavei rabbanim bavad ulshar oisem chagur gvayar sar tvachim va'idam Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So if there would have been a rabbanim cheat in between the two Rabbi Yehuda ben Bavas, there's a hefsek. But being that there's no hefsek, that's but the gemara of chalheichad afsekur rabbanim loich tani va'id. That's not the right hakdar. I mean, you want to give me a good rule of thumb. Two chumras in a row, even though they're different in yonim, if there's no hefsek in between, we say va'oid. That's why we said va'oid over here by the two Rabbi Yehuda ben Bavas. That's why we didn't say va'oid by the two Rabbi Yehudas, even though you could have, even though they're two in yonim, because you see, by Rabbi Yehuda ben Bavas, you said it even though they're two in yonim, because over there you have the hefsek in the rabban. But the Gemara says, I'll find you another place where there's a hefsek and it says va'oid. Va'rabbi Eliezer, the sukkah, dafsaku, rabbanon, viktani yoid. So the context over there is a mishnah mesach, the sukkah, dafchav zayin amanal, a much lighter sukkah than we're learning right now. Rabbi Eliezer holds that sukkah is 7 days. You have to eat two meals every day in the sukkah, meaning you have to eat 14 meals in a sukkah. That's Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Rabbi Eliezer then says another halacha that if you didn't eat the suda the first night, you can be mashlim the suda shmini atzeres. And when it mentions the second halacha that Rabbi Eliezer says, so the lashon of the Mishnah is va'oydam Rabbi Eliezer. And over there, in between the two Rabbi Eliezer, this is shita sachachamim. Chom Margit Rabbi Eliezer, chom, you don't have to eat 14 sudas on sukkahs. It's not necessary. So what do you see from there? You see two halachas. There's a hefsek from the Rabbanon, and it says va'oid, which disproves our theory that we have here in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how do you reconcile that? So the Gemara says, don't be threatened from that. Hasam b'milsei hu da'afsekua, hacha b'milsa achriti afsekua. The Rabbanon that were mafsek, the two Rabbi Eliezers in that Mishnah, Masech the Sukkah, the Rabbanon were talking directly to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says 14 sus, the Rabbanon said no. Over here, when the Rabbanon interrupted the two Rabbi Yehudas of the beginning of the parak, so the first Rabbi Yehuda said that pasibi rois is limited to beis hasayim. The second one was Asi Rabim Umavato Mechitzta. In between the two Rabbi Yehudas, he had the Rabban. What did the Rabban say? Number one, I disagree with you, Rabbi Yehuda. Pasuk Rois is not limited to Beis Hasayim. And then they went on and they said, when do you have the limitation of Beis Hasayim? You have it in certain instances. But aren't you minded to me that where it's Hukaf Ladira, you don't have the limit of Beis Hasayim? So the Rabban went off a little bit out of a tangent. That tangent is the Hefsik. That's why over there it doesn't say Va'oid. Over here there's no hefsek at all, certainly, and even in Sukkah where there is a hefsek, but it's me'inyan le'inyan the hefsek. It's not just ba'oysa inyan, it's literally me'inyan le'inyan. Since in those two cases, you do have va'oyd. The reason to know va'oyd in the beginning is there was a hefsek, and the Rabbanon, who were mafsek, were only mafsek me'inyan le'inyan ba'oysa inyan. That's a little too much. And it's for that reason it doesn't say va'oyd. A little technical, but that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Kiva said, Afilu eimba echad mikolelu metaltalin b'soicha. Rabbi Kiva's shita is that you're allowed to carry in a gin or a karfif, even though it was like hukaf ladir, even though there's nothing going on over there, and up until what point are you allowed to carry shivim ama v'shirayim, al shivim ama v'shirayim. But then Rabbi Akiva added his language. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he said, afilo ein ba'achas b'kolleidu matalta matoicha, and then he said, uvuvad, sheyehe ba shivim ama v'shirayim, al shivim ama v'shirayim.
Rabbi Akiva's last line, the Gemara Taina, is superfluous. Seems to be extra, right? There's two things going on in the first part of the Mishnah. It's again, a little technical. It's not hard, just a little technical. So the first part of the Mishnah has two things going on. Number one, there's a limitation of Ginen Karfif to a shir. What's the shir? Shivim Amav V'Shirayim, Al Shivim Amav V'Shirayim. Then we have a three-way machloikas. Rabbi Bava, and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Akiva. Does there have to be something going on? Or even if it's a Gina that nobody ever walks in, that already would be enough. Okay. Rabbi Akiva was one of the three opinions, and then he chazed over Chazar Sashir. Ubovad Shiheba Shivim Amav Shirayim, Al Shivim Amav Shirayim. Afraid to Gemara. Why did Rabbi Akiva have to say that? Rabbi Akiva Hainu Tana Kama. Nobody argued with that. I mean, everybody seems to say that's the Shir. So the Gemara says, Ikebei Nayu. No, the Nafgamina is Dover Muhit. There is a little bit of a Nafgamina, because there's a nafkemina between two shiurim that we've seen so far as it relates to a gina and a karfif, shloi hukaf ledira. One shiur that we've seen is shivim amav v'shirayim, al shivim amav v'shirayim. Another shiur that we've seen is beis osayim, and they're not the same shiur. They're almost the same shiur, but they're not the same shiur. The Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda says, davar mu'ud yesh al shivim amav v'shirayim, v'loi nosnu bo chachomim shiur. Chomim never got involved in that shiur, because Chomim thought that if you were going to start getting to that point, it's going to be a little too tedious. So they just said 70 and change and 70 and change. But really, there's a second shiur, v'kama shiur. What is that other shiur? So sayin. And that's the machloikis over here between Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakama. The reason the shir is being mentioned again is because really there's two different shir. If they're very, very similar, but they're not the same shir. One is a shir of Beis Asayim, and the other one is a shir of Shivim Amav V'Shirayim, Al Shivim Amav V'Shirayim. Zot Gemara, V'Kama Shir Sosayim. And what's the source? What's the makar to the shir of Sosayim? So the Gemara says the source is Kechatzer HaMishkan. Kechatzer HaMishkan, you find the Mishkan was 100 amas long by 50 amas wide, which means that it was 5,000 square amas. So there's a makar that if you have an area that's hukif, it has mechitzos, it's loy hukif ledira. Why is it loy hukif ledira? Because nobody lived in the chatzar. So you have an area that's hukif, it's loy hukif ledira, so there's a shear of 5,000 square amas, and that's where the shear of 5,000 square amas comes. So just to clarify one thing, I don't know if this was clear. The Gemara asks the kashra Rabbi Akiva Hainu Tanakama. The kashra Rabbi Akiva Hainu Tanakama is not Rabbi Akiva Hainu Rabbi Yehuda ben Bov of the Mishnah Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. The kashra is Rabbi Akiva Hainu Tanakama of the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches. Because on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, after the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree, there's no halacha of Beis Asayim when it comes to Pasei Birois. So what did they say? Amru Loiloi, Amru Beis Asayim, Elo Legino Lekarfif. That's what we're referring back to. So there you have the shir Beis Asayim. In our Mishnah, you have it again. But the shir in our Mishnah is not Beis Asayim. The shir in our Mishnah is Shivim Amma V'shirayim al Shivim Amma V'shirayim. So the Gemara's question was, the shir in this Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Mabal, the shir in this Mishnah, isn't it the same shir as the shir in the Mishnah Daf Yud Chesam and Alf? And for the Gemara, it's almost the same shir, but it's not the same shir. And there was a machloikis, but there were in fact two different shirim. Zok the Gemara, Minahani Mili. So we just said a lot of things. What's Minahani Mili going back on? So we need help from Rashi. Rashi says, Minahani Mili demar binon le lechotzer mishkon l'shayir by Issa Shabbos. One of the halachas that the Mishnah said was that there's a concept that you need the karfif to be a square. So the Gemara's kasha is, how do you know this shear? Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, the Amakra, Oirech HaChotzer, Meyo Ba'amo, V'roichev Chamishim Ba'amo, Amar Toiro, Toil Chamishim, V'sabiv Al Chamishim. What the Torah is saying is, Torah is coming to teach me Halacha, that's Negei Hilcha Shabbos, not a Negei, that's Halacha, that's Negei L'Chotzer. The Chotzer had to be what it had to be. It had to be 100 by 50. That's what the shear had to be. But the Torah said, Oirech HaChotzer, Meyo Ba'amo, and then it said, V'roichav Chamishim b'chamishim. It's a funny lashon. What does it mean, chamishim b'chamishim? So what we want you to do is we want you to take the 50 by 50 of length that the chatzar is longer than it is wide, and take that 50 by 50 and sprinkle it around so that you end up with a square. And when you end up with a square, the square is going to be 70 and change by 70 and change, which is essentially the shear. The Gemara says, Pashtei dekra b'maiksev. What's Pashup shot in the Pasuk? Meaning, this is a nice drasha that teaches me a halacha. Oirech hachatzim mei ba'amah v'roichev chamishim v'chamishim. Toil chamishim v'sabev chamishim. But what's Pashup shot in the Pasuk? Amar Abaya, hamid mishkan al sfas chamishim. Pashup shot in the Pasuk is, where were we supposed to put the mishkan? Meaning, the oirech of the chatzir was 100 by 50. The question was, what about the mishkan itself? Where did the mishkan go? So you're supposed to have 50 amos where there is no Mishkan, and then afterwards, al Sfas Chamishin, that's where you're supposed to put the Mishkan. And the reason is, Kadesh Chamishin Lufanov, like this, there'll be 50 Amos of empty space in front of the Mishkan, and then, just based on the dimensions of the Mishkan, relative to the dimensions of the Chatzir, you're gonna end up with 20 Amos, L'chol Ruach V'Ruach. Rabbi Leza said that if the Karfif was a little bit longer than it is wide. Rabbi Eliezer said that it's true, there is a shear of Amma, but the shear of Amma is not that it can't be one Amma longer than it is wide, but rather the shear is that it could be a lot longer than it is wide, but it has to be a perfect 2-to-1 ratio. Or at the very least, it can't be one amma more than a 2-to-1 ratio, which means it's a blatant steer. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said, Imhoisa arka yesu arach b'afilo amachas, which sounds like it has to be a perfect square. In the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer said, Imhoisa arka yaser al pishnayim b'rachba. If it's an amma more than 2 times the reichiv, that's when it's going to be a problem. Rabbi Brabai, kitamas is an amma yaser al pishnayim b'rachba. But and Chanami, you have to change the girsa in the Mishnah, meaning the Brice is right, and the Mishnah doesn't mean if it's a little bit longer than it is wide, but rather it means if it's one amma more than 2 times its width, that's when it's going to be a problem. Faith to Gemara, Yochi, I know Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi said, Afilo arka pishnayim berachba, metaltalim betoicha. So the Gemara says, Ikibeinayu, no, the nafkamina is going to be ribua de ribua. The nafkamina is going to be as far as the ribua of ribua, meaning Rabbi Yossi holds that you're going to have to make sure that it has to be a square, whereas Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that there is no maila of it being a square. Meaning, the shaila is there a lechatchila, is there a maila of it being a square, or is there no lechatchila even of being a square? According to Rabbi Yossi, there is some sort of maila. It's fine even if it's a rectangle, but lechatchila, if you want to be mahader, it should be a square. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there isn't even such a lechatchila. Rabbi Yossi, Amr v'chul, Itma, one last Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Amr Rabbi Yudah Mashmul. Halachic Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is that a karfif doesn't have to be a square, even if it's a rectangle. It's fine, and the ratio was 2-to-1. Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yudah said the name of Shmul. Halacha Rabbi Akiva, that the halacha is that you're allowed to use the karfif even if it was loy hukaf ledira klal. Even if it's not hukaf ledira at all, it doesn't matter. Meaning, we had two machloikis in the Mishnah. We had one machloikis regarding this gin and the karfif, which is loy hukaf ledira, which is limited by a shear of either 70 and change. That's what the Mishnah said on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, or base sign. That's what the Mishnah said on Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph. But the question was, do you need something going on over there? Rabbi Ben Bava said, yeah. According, Rabbi Yehuda said, also, but not as much. Kiva said, you don't need anything. That was one machlokes. The other machlokes was, does it have to be a square or could it even be a rectangle? So the Gemara says, with regards to both of the machlokes and going on the Mishnah, we go lekula. And again, it's Rabbi Yosef, Om Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, that said, that Allah is like Rabbi Yosef, that it doesn't have to be a square, lekula. Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that it doesn't have to be hukaf ledira at all. The tervayu lekula, the Gemara says, and they're both kulas, and the Gemara says, v'tzricha, you obviously need both of these psakim. The Yeshmina and halacha Rabbi Yossi, because had we only known that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, doesn't have to be a square. Have I mean, I would have thought, adik shmeir beis dira. Okay, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, doesn't have to be a square, but maybe we pass like Rudim and Bava, that at the same time, it has to be somewhat hukaf ledira. Kamash malan, halacha Rabbi Akiva. The Yeshmina, halacha Rabbi Akiva, had I known that halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that doesn't have to be hukaf ledira at all. Have I mean, a dark v'katan loy, but at the same time, maybe it has to be a square. Maybe if it's a ring dangle, it's not going to be okay. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush number two, that halacha ki Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, travayu lekula, again, two different chedushim, exhale. So just one ha'ara, one lamdisha ha'ara, one geshmaka ha'ara, as it relates to, not really today's daf, but a little bit of a continuation of yesterday's daf, not the exciting part, but a little bit of a continuation, and really these are yesoidos that are negeya, the entire Masechtas Erevin. These are yesoidos that we talked a little bit when we learned Masechta Shabbos, the Ein Beis Medrash Beloi Kama Chidushin. So yesterday we mentioned the letter that the Mishkanes Yaakov, Talmud Muvik of Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Ravin Karlin, the Litvisher Ravin Karlin, sent to the Beis Ephraim, Reb Ephraim Zalman Margolis, where he said that I think the time has come that we have to be Moicha. There are Eruvin in very large cities throughout Europe, And I think it's wrong. And even though Minhag Yisrael Torah, and this is the way it's been for hundreds of years, but at the same time, it's not okay. Because how you makif a large city, you put up Tzuras HaPesach, you have walls, but these walls always have breaches in them. At the end of the day, the mechitzas are mechitzas that the rabbim travel through. And we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Lazar in the Gemara, that asi rabbim umevatel mechitzta. So if asi rabbim umevatel mechitzta, so there's no way in the world that these mechitzas are good mechitzas. If the mechitzas aren't mechitzas, then they ruven are not a ruven. So the Mishkan that Yaakov wrote to the Beis Ephraim, I think it's a terrible churban, and we have no choice. We have to go ahead and we have to be mechitzas. Now, he was makdim to the Beis Ephraim that obviously the only time we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that asi rabim umevatel mechitzta is if you have rishos harabims. But in a karmelist, for example, everybody uses a tzuras haPesach, because when it comes to a karmelist, the halach is, Tosfos says it already in the sugya, everybody holds, even Rabbi Yehuda, that lo yasi rabim umevatel mechitzta. But the Mishkanes Yaakov told the Beis Ephraim that it's pasha to me that all the large cities in Europe have a din. All the large cities of Europe have a din of a Rishos HaRabim. So if they have a din of a Rishos HaRabim, and the Mechitzos are Tzuras HaPesachs, or something like Tzuras HaPesachs, where the Rabim is able to be Baikeya, able to go through, so Asi Rabim Umavata Mechitzta, so he doesn't understand how we can make a Reuven, we're discussing Chil Shabbos, Deiraisa, he said, I think it's something that we have to be Moichet. The Beis Ephraim wrote back a very, very long response, and the Beis Ephraim's response really hinged on both Hanochis that the Mishkanes Yaakov meant. He said, number one, Mishkanes Yaakov, you're saying that it's so poshet to you that Halach is Asi Rabim Umavata Mechitzta. To me, it's not so poshet. I think if you go through the Rishonim, the Maskana and the Halacha is that if you have Shem Dalad Mechitzas, if you have four real Mechitzas, Lo Yasi Rabim Umavato Mechitzas. And as it relates to your other point, that it was Pashat to you that all the large cities are Rishos HaRabims, Segarnet Azai Pashat. All the large cities are Rishos HaRabims. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber and Simen Shin Memhei says, what's the definition of a Rishos HaRabim? So Rishos HaRabim has to be, number one, the streets have to be 16 amos wide. Number two, they have to be mefulosh meshar l'shar. Number three, you have to make sure it's eni mekura. But there's a fourth tonight. It's a yesh oimrim. But there's a fourth tonight. The yesh oimrim shekol she'en shishim ribay oivrim by b'chol yoim eni rishus harabim. There are those that say that if you don't have 600,000 people that go through the rishus harabim, maybe even b'chol yoim, the halacha is eni rishus harabim. So the Beis Ephraim said it's a yesh oimrim in Shulchan Aruch shekol she'en shishim ribay oivrim by b'chol yoim eni rishus harabim. And the Taz said that the Minhag Yisrael wants to be soimich on this yesh oimrim. So he said, if that's the case, why are you so sure that the large cities in Europe have a din of a Rishos HaRabim? Which city has 600,000 people living there? Let alone Oivrim by B'chol Yoim. It's in fact very, very uncommon. So he said, I think that all these different Eruvim that were erected throughout the generations and all the Eruvim that you want to tumble about in Europe, I don't think they have a din of a Rishos HaRabim. So if they don't have a din of a Rishos HaRabim, they're a Carmelist. If they're a Macarmelist, Lo Yossi Rabim, Mavata Mechitzes anyways. So number one, even if it's a Rishos HaRabim, Yossi Rabim, Mavata Mechitzes. Lo Yossi Rabim, Mavata Mechitzes. And besides, I don't even think it has a din of a Rishos HaRabim. The Mishkanes Yaakov wrote back to the Beis Ephraim, and they debated very, very passionately both of these points. As it relates to this Nakuda, a Rishos HaRabim, does it have to be a place that 600,000 people live, or at the very least 600,000 pass by? Or does it not have to be a place where 600,000 people live or pass through? So the Mishkanes Yaakov was very, very marich. And it's worth being mocked in, and that is that the Gemara mentions the three other tnoyim of a Rishos HaRabim. It's mentioned in Gemara that a Rishos HaRabim has to be Tezayin Amos. Why? There is no mention anywhere in Gemara this Tanai of Shishim Ribay Oivrim by B'chol Yoyim. The Makar is in the Rishonim. Now it's in the Gedoyle Rishonim. Rashi says it in Erev and Avav. Rashi says it in Erev and Afnen Nun Tes Amen Aleph. Tosfos says it in Shabbos Davav. The Rishonim say it in many different places. But at the same time, the source is the Rishonim. Being that the source is in the Rishonim, it's technically open for debate. And the truth is, there were other Rishonim that argued it. And the reason it's brought down as 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, because this was a big time, this was a major, major Machlokes Rishonim. But the Mishkanes Yaakov in a Sefer said that I'm going to ask you a few kashas, a few very simple, elementary questions, based on a little bit of ideas of Masechta Shabbos, on that sheet that holds that in order for somebody to be a Rishus Rabbim, you have a Tanai of Samach Riboy. There's a Tanai of Shisha Riboy. First Kashi asked was is from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Shabbos Davavam and Aleph, Dalud Rishuyas L'Shabbos. There are four different Rishuyas L'Shabbos. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabbim, Karmelis, Umakim Pator. So the Braisa lists the four Rishuyas. And the Braisa then goes on to give examples of the four Rishuyas. Vezoi Rishus HaRabbim, Sratya, Uplatya Gedoyla, Umevois HaMefuloshin, Zuhi Rishus HaRabbim. Ezoi Rishus HaYochid, so the Mishnah Chorichu Amik Yud, Virochav Dalet, Vechen Gedeshu Govoyo Yud, Virochav Dalet, Zuhi Rishus HaYochid. Vezeu Karmelis, what's an example of a Karmelis? Says the Braisa Yam, Ubika the Istavonis. These are examples of a Karmelis. Frank the Mishkanis Yaakov, he says, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me that you could have a Sratya, you could have a Platya, you could have a very, very large public area, but if you don't have 600,000 people there, maybe even every single day, it has a din of a Karmelis, so why didn't the Braisa say that? The Braisa should have given a much, much, much more common example of a Karmelis. The Braisa wants to tell me what a Karmelis is, so the Karmelis, you want to, the Yam. The Yam is a Karmelis. A Bika. A valley is a Karmelis. Say better. You can have a huge, you can have Paris in the 1800s. It hasn't been of a Karmelis. You know why? Because you don't have 600,000 people there, or you don't have 600,000 people being Ivan there every single day. So he asked the bomb kasha to Mishkinis Yaakov. He says, if it's gerecht, that the only time something's considered a Rishus HaRabim is if you have Shishim Riboy. So how come the Braisa didn't mention that? You would think this is the most basic example of a Karmelis. You want to tell me what a Karmelis is? Oh, go to the sea. So the next time you go deep sea fishing on Shabbos, you'll know you're in a Karmelis. Tell me better. Every large city that people live in, that's a Karmelis. So wouldn't you think that's more Shriach? So he said, it sounds to me from the Gemara that no, any public area has a din of a Rishus HaRabim. And it doesn't matter if you have 600,000 people there, if you only have maybe even 1,000 people there. Any large city, an ear, a place where the Rabim is, said the Mishkanis Yaakov, just from the Gemara itself, it would seem like has a din of Rishus HaRabim. Another Kashi asked is from the Gemara that we spoke a lot about when we learned Masechta Shabbos. And that is the origin of Muktzah. The Gemara says, Shabbos Kufchav Gimel Amid Beis, Bimei Nechemya Ben Chachalya, Nishnis Mishnazu. The Psukim say in Sefer Ezra Nechemya, that when Nechemya came up to Eretz Yisrael, and he saw what was going on, and the State of the Union was terrible. And one of the things that he describes in the Pasuk is that Yidden were being Mechal Shabbos. He says, Bayomim Mohim, Ro'isi B'Yehuda, Darchim Gitais B'Shabbos. There were people that they were literally working in the fields, like real old school Chilul Shabbos. U'mevi'im Ho'aremois, they were carrying bundles, Va'imsam Alachamoyrim, and the animals were working. Va'afyayin Anovim, U'tehein V'chol Maso, U'mevi'in Yerushalayim, B'yoyim HaShabbos, V'oyed B'yoyim Michratzoyin. And he was so disturbed by what he saw that he had to be Mechal. So what did he do? He gave us the laws of Muktzah. Now we spoke out from the Shulchan Aruch. Harav already was Muktzah before that. That's the Gemara on Shabbos, Taf Lamed Amud Beis, with David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. But there was some rendition of the laws of Muktzah that was given to us by Nehemiah. Why? Atu Haitzah. Because he saw that the Yidden were being Mechal Shabbos, specifically they were being Nichshol in Haitzah, and he was Geyser Muktzah Atu Haitzah, the way the Rishonim speak out, in Shabbos Kufchav Gimel Amud Beis. Afreik the Mishkanis Yaakov. He says, we know, we have a klal, that the Chachamim make zeros when they see people are violating the Oraisas. But the Chachamim didn't make zeros when they saw that people were only violating the Rabbanans. We don't make a gzera l'gzera. So if that's the case, if Nehemiah went ahead and made a gzera, he didn't just make a gzera. This was an epic gzera. Muktzah, literally, one of the most intense sugis in Shas, came about, Bimei Nehemiah ben Chachaya, Nishnas Mishnazu. Why? As a gzera. What was it a gzera for? Because the Oilam was carrying. It was a gzera Mishum Haitzah. So freak the Mishkanis Yaakov. That it's clear that in Nehemiah's times, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, there must have been Haitzah Midairaisa taking place. Because if there was no Haitzah Midairaisa, it wouldn't warrant a Gzeira. It wouldn't warrant the laws of Muktzah. So if that's the case, he says, let's go take a look at the census. Go back. What was the census like in the beginning of Bayesheni when Nehemiah came? The Pasuk says in the beginning of Sefer Ezra that when Koresh, Cyrus the Great, the king of Persia, gave the Jews permission to go back to Eretz Yisrael, nobody wanted to go. If you had a job in Bavel, you didn't go. If you had a chavrus in Bavel, you didn't even go. Anyone that had anything above it wasn't interested in going. There were 40 odd 42,000 and change of people, the Pasuk says, that ended up going. There were very, very few Yid in there. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan said in Yuma Daf Yud that the reason there was no Shechina, Chazal say one of the five things that were missing during Bayis Sheni over Bayis Rishon, five things V'Kavda is written in Sefer Chagai that talks about Bayis Sheni, Chaser Hei. So one of the five things that were missing was the Shechina. Why was no Shechina? Rabbi Yochanan said, because there were no Yid in there. Because the Jews never arrived during Bayis Sheni. They ended up staying behind. He says in the beginning, when Kairish gave the Yidin permission to go, and they built the Beis HaMikdash, had all Klal Yisrael been there the way they were in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, there would have been the same Shechina in Bayis Sheni like there was in Bayis Rishon. It's a Mefurish HaGemar. Yumad Afyudam HaBeis. But the point is, there weren't a lot of Jews there. So if that's the case, there's Zichar Warren Shishim Ripa. He didn't have 600,000 Jews there. And still, you see, I had a din of Rishus Arabim. How do you know it had a din of Rishus Arabim? Because bin Mei Nechemya bin Chachayu Nishas Mishnezu. And he wouldn't have made a Gzeir of Mukta Otu Havaris Tal Ramas Bishus Arabim and a Kamalist. Because it would have been the classic Gzeir of Gzeir. There was no way he was going to do that. So, Frank the Mishkinis Yaakov, if you're going to tell me Shishim Riboy, then Lechura, what happened to Zach? So two kashas. Number one, the Braisa Shabbos Davavam et Aleph. Dalud Rishuy is Hemle Inyu Shabbos. Rishus Hayochid, examples. Rishus Rabbim, examples. Karmelis. What are examples of Karmelis? The Yam, the Biko, the Istavonis. What do you mean? This is a tape of clay. Most big cities in the world have a din of a Karmelis. So shouldn't the Braisa have said that? Second kasha. Bimei Nechemya ben Chachayah, Nishas Mishnezu. Nechemya ben Chachayah, he went and he introduced the laws of Mukta as a gzera atu haitza. If there was no haitza medeiraisa, then it would have been a gzera l'gzera. Why did he feel that he has to institute the laws of Mukta? And the third kasha, there's many, many, many more kashas, but the third kasha that we're going to mention now is a kasha that came up a few times when we learn Masechta Shabbos. It's a kasha that the Bir Halacha quotes in two places. He quotes it in Siman Shin Mem Hei, and he quotes it in Siman Shin Gimel. And that is that we know that we're mevatel certain mitzvah sases because of Gzera Shema Yavirenu Dal and Amr's Bishos Arabim. We don't blow Shoifan Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. Why not? Shema Yavirenu Dal and Amr's Bishos Arabim. We don't take Dalad Minan on Sukkah Shechalias B'Shabbos. Gzera Shema Yavirenu Dal and Amr's Bishos Arabim. We don't blow Shoifer on Purim, we don't read the Megillah. On Purim, Shecholias B'Shabbos. Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dal Ramas B'Shos Arabim. So, Freik the Mishkinas Yaakov, Bishloima, if you're going to tell me that a Rishos Arabim is any place where there's a Rabim, as long as it's 16 Amos wide, and it's in a Mekura, and it's before Lashar. If that's the case, it's very, very Shchiach. So he said, if it's very, very Shchiach, so I understand why we went ahead and we made these Gzeirois, even though it's a little far-fetched, but at the very least, it's somewhat Shchiach, the Rishus HaRabim, and there's a scenario where this could happen. But if you're going to tell me a Rishus HaRabim needs a place where there's 600,000 Yidden, if that's the case, it's so Loi Shchiach. If it's so Loi Shchiach, I mean, think about how hypothetical and theoretical the whole Cheshash is. So this is such a far-fetched Cheshash. For that, we're going to be Mevatel Mitzvahs, Esses, the Rises, and the Rabbanot. He says, Echleib Neshtazazach. It must be that at the very least, to carry Dalai Lama's Peshus Rabbi Medei Raisa was a mitzius that was very much gemalt. Because otherwise, it's just so far-fetched. It doesn't make sense. So, Freit Mishkin as Yaakov, three kashas. Number one, in the Braisa, Shabbos, Davavim, and Aleph, Dalit, Rishuyas, when the Braisa listed examples of a Karmelis, it should have mentioned most big cities in the world. They have, why are we talking about the Yam and the Bikr? Talk about a very large city. Number two, Bimei Nechemya ben Chachalya, Nishas Mishnesu. I understand why Bimei Nechemya ben Chachalya, why would he have made this Gzeira? The whole thing is what? The whole thing is Mer Nish, the Gzeira, Atua, the Rabbanon, and there was no way 600,000 people that were living in Eretz Yisrael in the times of Nechemya. The Pasuk says 42,000 and change. There was no way it was 600,000. And still, he made the takana. Must be. It was Shaykh to Shemi Yavirenu, Medei Raisa. Must be. It had a din of a Rishus Rab. And number three, why we Mevatel Shofar and Lulav and Megillah when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, Shemi Yavirenu, if most places are only a Karmelis and it comes out the whole thing is a Loi Shchiach. If it's a Loi Shchiach, he says, I don't believe that the Chachamim would have gone ahead and been Mevatel these things over a Milsa the Loi Shchiach. So again, this is something that we've spoken about in the past, specifically the third Kasha. It's something we've mentioned, but the aim based medrash b'lo kama chedusha. So when we learn Masechta Shabbos, we mention a gishmaka tshuva from Rabbi Yehuda Asad on his yard side. In the Shalos Tshuva, Yehuda Yala and Aruchaim Simin Pei Zayin. He said a gavaldi yisad. We don't have to go through it be arucha because we did that already once. But again, just the highlights of that tshuva, and that is Yehuda Asad said the truth is the Rishonim ask another kasha, and that is why the Chachamim make a gzera Shemi Yavirenu Dalad Ames B'Shus Arabim. That there's a concern that you may carry the Shofar or the Megillah or the Dalmina for Amos and Rosh Hashanah. What they should have said was, Shema Yotzienu
Mishus HaYachid v'Rishus HaRabin. Right, the Malach of Aitzah really involves two components. You're not allowed to carry Mishus L'Shus, and you can't carry Dal Ramas B'Shus HaRabin. All the Rishonim has, Shem Yavirenu Dal Ramas B'Shus HaRabin, by the time you took your Shofar into the Rishus HaRabim, you already violated the Malach of Aitzah. You already carried it from Rishus HaYachid. Where do you have your Shofar? You have it sitting in a Rishus HaRabim? No, it's probably sitting in your house somewhere. So by the time you take it from your house into the Rishus HaRabim, you already were over Shem Yotzianu, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. So, ask the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosis, Rashi asks, the wise Shem Yavirenu Dal Ramas Rishus HaRabim, shouldn't it be Shem Yotzianu, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim? So Rabbi Yudas Sad said a Dover Nifla. He said, one Kasha answers the other Kasha. How so? He said, because we know the Gemara says in Shabbos Tzadik Vavam Ebeis that Dalet Amis Bershus HaRabim Hilchisa Gemirila. The fact that you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amis Bershus HaRabim, we know from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So said Rabbi Yehuda Asad, Yesh Lachkar. Meaning we know the Lametes Malach is Adumya de Malachas HaMishka. Hoytza, carrying Mirshus HaYachid L'Shus HaRabim or Mirshus HaRabim L'Shus HaYachid, which is one of the 39 Malachas, it's number 39, is therefore Dumya de Malach Samishkan. But Dalet Amis Bishus Rab, the Gemara says, from that Dumya de Malach Samishkan, I want to know. Hilchas de Gemirila, for that I need Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So he said, Yesh Lachka, what's the gather of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that Dalet Amis Bishus Rabim is included in the Malacha of Eitzah? It's a toilda of the Malach of Eitzah, even though it's not the same thing. Eitzah is Mishus L'Shus, this is Dalet Amis B'Shus HaRabim, or Yesh Loimar. Maybe it's not a toilda of the Malach of Eitzah, but Rabbi Hilchas HaGemira L'Atzah Nu Halacha. Just like you're not allowed to carry Mishus HaYachid L'Shus HaRabim, Mishus HaRabim L'Shus HaYachid, you're also not allowed to carry Dalet Amis B'Shus HaRabim. He said, L'may Nafgemina, Hafla V'Fela. Why is it that you have all these tenayim of a Rishus HaRabim? It has to be Tesayin Amis wide. It has to be in a Makura, in a Foolish. And according to some Rishonim, it needs to be a place where you have Samach Riboy people, 600,000 people. That's because Dumya de Malach Samishkan. That's the way the Yidden were in the Midbar. So if that's what the Rishus HaRabim was in the Midbar, so this is the way the Rishus HaRabim has to be Lodiris. So if that's the case, Yesh Loimar, the Malach of Haitzah, which is one of the Lametes Malachas, as it relates to Haitzah, yeah, there you're going to have this Halacha. There you're going to have a Halacha that it's Meshubit to all these Tanayim. But if Dalet Amis B'Shus HaRabim is Hilchasik Mirila, this is a regular Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. This is no different than any other Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Shiurim Chatzitzun Mechitz and Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. This is not Meshubit to the Midbar anymore. So what does this have to do with Samach Riboy? So said Rabbi Yehuda Asad, you want to know why the Gemara said Shemi Yavirenu Dalet Amis B'Shus HaRabim and not Shemi Yotzi Yenu Mishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim? He said, half of a fellow. Because Shem Yotzienu Mishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim was a far-fetched chashash even be Yemei Chazal. Because it's only negay if you carry it into Rishus HaRabim when you have Samach Riboy. Because if you don't have Samach Riboy, it's not Dumi the Malach Samishkan. You didn't violate the Lamed, the 39th Malacha. So over there, it's so far-fetched. Chamu weren't worried about that. You know what the Chamu were worried about? Shemi Yaviredu Dalaramis B'Shus HaRabim, which is not the 39th Malacha. Could be it's not even a told of the 39th Malacha. Hilchasik Mirila, it's a new Halacha. That new Halacha of Shemi Yaviredu Dalaramis B'Shus HaRabim is not one of the Malachis, hence it's not totally in Malachas HaMishkan. If it's not totally Malachas HaMishkan, the definition of Rishus HaRabim as it relates to Shemi Yavirenu Dalaramis B'Shus HaRabim has nothing to do with the definition of Rishus HaRabim of the Midbar. If that's the case, even if you don't have Samach Riboy, if you would carry Dalaramis B'Shus HaRabim, it would be a problem. He says, if that's the case, that's what Chazal said, Shemi Yavirenu Dalaramis B'Shus HaRabim, because that's much more Lashchich. He said, that's the terrorist of the Mishkan of Yaakov's Kasha. Mishkan is Yaakov asked the Kasha. He said, I don't understand. What happened to Samach Riboy? You're going ahead and you're being mevatel all these mitzvahs. Vasik Hashem mit Samach Riboy. You know what the teretz is? The teretz is we're not concerned Shemi Yotzianu Mishus HaYachid L'Shus HaRabim. As it relates to Shemi Yotzianu Mishus HaYachid L'Shus HaRabim, if that was the Nakuda over here, you're right. That would already be told in Samach Riboy. There is no Samach Riboy b'zman hazeh. But in terms of Shemi Yavirenu Dalet Amis B'Shus HaRabim, that has nothing to do with Samach Riboy. Being that has nothing to do with Samach Riboy, so over there was already a chashash. I heard from my father's Rav, the Rav and Alexander Shtibur, Rav Yosef Ernster. So he was Moisef to this tshuva from Yehuda Asad, a vart from the Divrei Chaim, the Heilig Hassan Zeruv, who said that, you know, we learned a lot about the Mekoshe Sheitzim. It's discussed in the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Vav, Daf Tzadik Zayin, who was he? Was he Tzlavchot? But according to one man, but there was a whole discussion about the Mekoshe Sheitzim. Tosis brings in a few places, Bava Basra, Sanhedrin, that the Mekoshe Sheitzim was
L'shem Shamayim Nischafna. He was mechabel l'shem Shamayim. He wanted to show people how serious it is when you're mechal Shabbos. So he literally took one for the team. This was a suicide mission. He went ahead and he was mechal Shabbos, l'shem Shamayim, so people should understand how chomer it is, how chomer chil Shabbos is. The Marsha asks that if the Mekoshe Sheitzim, when he did his melacha, he did it l'shem Shamayim. So it comes out the malacha that he did was a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. And we know that the only time you chayv on Shabbos, Shimon Shita, is that it has to be a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. He passed like Rav Shimon. So if his kavana was l'shem Shamayim, so he didn't have in zin the outcome of the malacha, he had in zin l'shem Shamayim, got kreisa kavunas. That's what he had in zin. Not the l'shem Shamayim. So freak the marsha, to marsha's kasha. He says, I don't understand how they gave the makosh sheitz and misa, how he got skila. Why? Because he was machal Shabbos. L'chura, he was l'shem Shamayim neschavna. If he was l'shem Shamayim neschavna, so it comes out that he was, what he did was a malachah shein tzricha l'gufa. If it was a malachah shein tzricha l'gufa, why was he chayv? So the Divrei Chaim said, I'll tell you the teretz. Because one man d'Amma says, what was the chil Shabbos of the Mekosha Sheitzim? He was Mavir Dalet Amrus Peshus HaRabim. He said, oh, Mavir Dalet Amrus Peshus HaRabim, that doesn't have anything to do with Malachah Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Because the Gemara says, Mavir Dalet Amrus Peshus HaRabim is Hilchas Igmirila. Hilchas Igmirila means it's not one of the Lamites Malachas. If it's not one of the Lamites Malachas, it's not Meshubit to the Gedorim of the Mishkan. If it's not Meshubit to the Gedorim of Mishkan, how do you know Malachah Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? Because Dumi the Malachas HaMishkan, all the Malachas by the Malachas HaMishkan were Malachah Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. So we learn from there that if it's in a Tzricha L'Gufa, it's not going to be considered a Malachah. So that's true for all Lamites. Test malachas, but Mavir Dalet Amrus Peshus HaRabim Hilchas Igmirila has nothing to do with Mishkan. Has nothing to do with Mishkan. A malacha chain tzricha l'gufa. When it comes to Mavir Dalet Amrus Peshus HaRabim is going to be chayv. It's the same chiddush as Rabbi Yehuda Asad. It's the Zelba chiddush that Mavir Dalet Amrus Peshus HaRabim Hilchas Igmirila means it's not oitza. If it's not oitza, it's not meshubet to the Mishkan. If it's not meshubet to the Mishkan, you don't need some chriba in order for it to be considered a Peshus HaRabim. If it's not meshubet to the Mishkan, then you don't need malacha chain tzricha l'gufa. That was the chiddush of the Divrei Chaim. Beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful chiddush from Rabbi Yehuda Asad and from the Divrei Chaim. But L'chura, we're learning Erev now. We're not learning Shabbos. And we mentioned yesterday the whole discussion between the Mishkanes Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim, and we're just getting rolling. But as it relates to this whole noiseh, what comes out from this tshuva from Rabbi Yehuda Asad, and really the Divrei Chaim's chiddush, more al derech drush, but in Rabbi Yehuda Asad, it's in a shailus tshuvas Yehuda Yala Simen Pei Zayin, is an unbelievable chiddush. You know why? Because so much of the heterim in the world of Erevin is predicated on the fact that at the end of the day, there's a Yesh Oimrim. There's a Yesh Oimrim that says that Kol She'ein Samach Ribe Oimrim Bay B'chol Yoim doesn't have a din of a Rishus HaRabim. And it's based on this idea that you can't violate the malach of carrying on Shabbos in an area that doesn't have Samach Ribe. But if Rabbi Yehuda says right in Halacha, in Pilpul and Lamnis, but if he's right in Halacha, that could be there's a chilik between Mavir Dalet Amrus Peshus HaRabim and carrying Rishus HaYochel Rishus HaRabim, that even the Rishonim that say that carrying from Rishus HaYochel Rishus HaRabim requires Samach Riba, that's only clapping the Malach of Eitzah. But as it relates to Dalet Amrus Peshus HaRabim, Hilchas Igmirila has nothing to do with Mishkan. And if that's the case, you don't need Samach Riba. So literally, Nafla, the whole Bira, everything fell because you don't have the Yesh Oimrim anymore. The Yesh Oimrim, this Gevaldik Akula that we have in Erevin, is that maybe all the big cities are not really Rishus HaRabim. Now, there are cities that do have Shish and Riba. We'll get to that. But you can knock out a lot of the big areas. Why? Because not a Rishus HaRabim. Why not? Because there's no Samach Riba. So what? You can't. It's not a Deiraisa to carry there. Why not? Because, what do you mean? Because you need Samach Riba. It's, no, but that's only for Shema Yoitzienu Rishus HaYochel Rishus HaRabim. It's not true for Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amrus Peshus HaRabim. I mean that it's not true for Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amrus Peshus HaRabim. So L'chura, I think, Muskurishan, based on this tshuva from Yehuda Asad, what should come out is from this tshuva of Yehuda Asad is an unbelievable chumrah in the world of Erevin. Because basically you're knocking out this whole Yesh Oimrim. So I looked around a little bit and I found a tshuva from the Marsham. It's in Shailos Tshuvas Marsham, Chelek Gimel Siman Kuf Peches, where he brings this chiddush from Rabbi Yehuda Asad. Not in a pilpul chumish Torah raid bite. This is in a tshuva. And I saw another tshuva from the Marash Engel, Reb Shmuel Engel, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Divrei Chaim. He brings in a Chelik Ches in the end of Simin Beis. He brings it there also. He brings this Chiddush for Rabbi Yehuda Asad. And he says, the Kuptais, I reason a Chumra in Erevin. Because it comes out the whole Shishim Riba is only Negeya. It's only Negeya Haitzam Rishos Lashos. It's not Negeya Maver Al Dalam Rishos Rabin. Which means you don't have the Kula of Kol She'im Boy Samich Riboy doesn't have a dinner of Rishos Rabin, rather has a dinner of a Caramelist. But both the Marsham and the Rash Engel says it's a very big chiddush. Nobody says such a chiddush. So as it relates to halacha, he says you don't have to reckon with it. But just this is a raid bite that we spent some time on when we learned Masechta Shabbos, just to show how everything is intertwined. The Erevin implications of this chiddush, that so much of the kulas in Hilchas Erevin comes from the fact of the Yesh Lemim that's brought down in Simon Reish Mem Hey. If we could accept this chiddush from Yehuda Asad, which is super geschmack, if we could accept this chiddush on somewhat of a halachic level, it would come out a tremendous chumrah in all the Erevin.